Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
There are so many Thanksgiving facts and myths. You know, is white turkey meat better for you than dark? Do cranberries prevent urinary tract infections? And the list goes on. My guest is Dr. Robert Davis, a.k.a. the Healthy Skeptic and author of Coffee is Good for You. So, Dr. Davis, let's start with the one that we hear the most, the turkey makes you sleepy.
Right. We all hear that. I've heard that since I was a child. We get sleepy after a Thanksgiving meal. The tryptophan, the amino acid, the turkey, and so we hear that that's what makes us sleepy because the body turns that into serotonin, and that's turned from serotonin into melatonin, and that it works in your brain to make you sleepy. The truth is, though, is that it's not the turkey. If you get sleepy after eating a Thanksgiving meal, it's probably not the turkey. And is that other foods that we eat, including chicken, meats, cheeses, other things, actually have as much tryptophan, if not more, than turkey. So it's not likely the tryptophan in the turkey that makes us sleepy. It's probably the large number of foods we're eating. If we drink alcohol, that's going to obviously be a factor as well. So there are other things in a Thanksgiving meal, and the fact perhaps we just eat lots of food that's making us sleepy, not necessarily the turkey.
Well, certainly it is the lots of food, and people tend to engorge. I mean, how many calories would you say somebody consumes on Thanksgiving?
It's scary. The number is scary. I think that, it's definitely a pig-out day, and it's okay if people do that one day a year. The problem, of course, is we do that more than just occasionally. I think I always recommend people should, you know, combine that with some kind of exercise, take a brisk walk, do something just to get up and move around, and that perhaps can help feel less tired as well.
So is white meat better for you than dark?
Well, you know, we hear that all the time, that you should stick with the white meat. And if you look at the calorie count, it's kind of interesting because it surprised me when I looked at the calorie count. It's not that much. 4 ounces, which is a standard serving, probably less than most of us eat at Thanksgiving, but that's nevertheless a standard serving of white meat. It's about 158 calories. If you take 4 ounces, the equivalent amount of dark meat, it's just 183. So just roughly 25 more calories. And then in terms of the fat, again, not much of a difference. A gram in a serving of white meat, you get about a gram and about 1.5 grams, so not much more. So the bottom line is that if you like dark meat better, if you prefer that, perfectly fine to eat that instead. Don't feel that you have to stick with white meat because, in fact, the dark meat actually has some more nutrients in it than the white does. So that's another advantage. I think the bottom line is, which is what we always say, it has to do with portions. So it's not necessarily white meat or the dark meat. It's a matter of how much you eat. And again, that's always something to keep in mind.
So cranberry juice is supposed to be used, you know, urologists tell you to drink it for urinary tract infections. And what about eating the cranberries?
In fact, there is good evidence that cranberry does ward off urinary tract infections. There have been a number of studies that fairly this can be at least prevent tract infections. I think the thing, though, is cranberry Thanksgiving or just occasionally is not going to do the trick. So I think that's for the jelly cranberry yet is still having an effect, but remember that adds lots of extra sugar. So if you're going to use that as a way to reduce urinary tract infection risk, probably cranberries or cranberry sauce on a regular basis.
Well, so now what about turkey stuffing? Salmonella, you know, people say, oh, don't stuff the turkey. You know, that's where you're going to get bacteria and salmonella. What about stuffing the turkey?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. And I think that there's food safety, that's not a great idea to cook the stuffing inside of the turkey because there is that food poisoning of if the stuffing is. The recommendation is to put it in a separate dish, cook it to make that that stuffing is cooked thoroughly.
Okay, so people should really not stuff the turkey. And from what I understand anyway, stuffing the turkey, it doesn't really even get cooked in there very well. And besides, it's mushy. Who likes that anyway? So, you know, that's certainly not the best way is to stuff the turkey, because right now I'm doing that as I prepare for Thanksgiving and trying to come up with these different things. You know, some other facts and myths about Thanksgiving that we just can't seem to shake could be, does hair of the dog help you with that hangover? Well, you know, that's not really the way to go. So we were talking, Dr. Davis, about stuffing the turkey, and it really is mushy, and nobody really likes that. So can drinking cause more cure than a holiday hangover? So, you know, if you drink too much, it's just that simple. You want to try and intersperse your drinking with a glass of water between each glass of wine or beer that you have. So, Dr. Davis, what do you think about that?
Well, I keep in mind that I've talked about, certainly that's important in terms of watching your drinking at Thanksgiving meal. A lot of people, that's this time that people overindulge. One thing I also point out is sometimes people think, well, if I drink wine, that will have less of an effect, but I think we need to remember all kinds of alcohol effect. So if you look at the potentially beneficial effects, that's something else to consider, because sometimes they find red wine, that's better of alcohol. But in fact, all kinds of alcohol, if you're thinking about the heart, it's interesting to note that all kinds of alcohol, whether you're talking about red wine, white, hard liquor, or beer, all have potentially a beneficial effect if you drink in moderation, and that's the key. We're talking about no more than one drink if you're a woman, two drinks if you're a man, consistently. So I think that's important, too, that probably the health halo that you are less harmful at the same time that other kinds of alcohol is not warranted. So we have to, I think, remember to have alcohol in terms of benefits as well as risks.
What about canned food versus fresh food, frozen food versus canned food? So go there with those myths.
Yeah, that's a great question, because in general, when you're talking about vegetables, fresh is the best way to go if you can, but of course not all things are available fresh, or it's not always convenient either. The second best is frozen. You can get sort of almost equivalent in frozen vegetables. Canned is the worst option, because typically canned adds salt and has fewer nutrients in some cases. An exception to that is pumpkin, canned pumpkin. If you look at the nutritionals on canned pumpkin, in that case you can find, surprisingly, that canned pumpkin actually has more vitamin A and more of certain other nutrients than regular pumpkin, more fiber, for example, much more fiber, two or three more times fiber. The reason is that the canned pumpkin is more concentrated. It has less water in it, so you get more nutrients, more of certain nutrients. So I think it's if canned pumpkin is more convenient for to use in preparing Thanksgiving foods, that's great. It can be just as nutritious, if not more, than fresh pumpkin. It contains some more calories because, again, it's more concentrated. Remember, one other point I should make is if you're getting pumpkin, make sure it's pure canned pumpkin, not pumpkin pie mix. In that case, they add other things like sugar and salt, so you want to avoid that.
And also to let people know that the pumpkins that you buy at Halloween, if they happen to still be good, those are not the ones that you really cook with. Those are mealy, and they're not great for recipes. Now, the last one in just a few seconds here, what about the bigger turkey, the better, people always say?
Well, again, it depends on what you what you're going for. I think if you have to think about the leftovers, you have to think about what parts of the turkey you want to eat. So the most important thing is cooking, making sure it's cooked all the way through. Use a thermometer, 165 degree, to be cooked through all the way to that. Don't rely on the pop-up thermometer.
Don't rely on the pop-up thermometer. And I like the heritage, you know, fresh turkeys, the natural turkeys, and those don't tend to be as big. So would you like to tell people where they can find out more information about you, Dr. Davis?
You can go to my site, coffeeisgoodforyoubook.com, coffeeisgoodforyoubook.com, to find out about my book, which busts all kinds of these myths and other myths, as well as everwell.com, where we have videos about food and other health-related topics.
At everwell.com, Dr. Robert Davis, and the Thanksgiving myths, canned versus fresh and white meat versus dark. We've answered all of those here for you right at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.